So first it's activists challenging the state, and then the State Department funds what they have developed and funds the project that you were involved with for dissidents overseas.
Correct. So they see the functioning of this technology being incredibly useful for spreading participatory democracy around the globe. And their focus is very much on how do we accelerate the development that's been happening now worldwide for the past dozen years.
So explain how it's used in places like Egypt, and what does it mean, internet in a suitcase?
Sure. So in Egypt, where you have a place where the internet was actually shut down, the notion of being able to still communicate, use your cell phones to make phone calls locally, even if the cell towers are off, is really paramount. That use case is something that the technology actually helps solve. So in Egyptian sort of scenario, if you're in Tahrir Square, you would still be able to communicate, you'd still be able to make phone calls, you'd still be able to send text messages. In essence, you'd still be able to organize and share information in real time across the local folks that are there organizing and protesting. And worldwide, of course, this has a lot of different implications for a lot of different protest movements, but also for democracy organizing, human rights work, refugee camps, etc.